This is Community Conversation, and on this program, we're going to be talking about the Maple Blues Blast 80s edition. I kind of like the sound of that, and that's going to be coming up here real soon. To help us talk a little bit more about that and to tell us a little bit more about it is Jenny Engel, who is the director of the Adrian Schools Education Foundation and also co-chair of the event. Jenny, welcome.
Thanks, Dale. It's good to be here.
As well as we have Carrie Butler, who's also co-chair of the event as well. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Dale.
It's good to have you with us. Jenny, as director of the Adrian Schools Education Foundation, obviously this has something related to that. What is the Maple Blues Blast, and what is it all about primarily?
All right. The Maple Blues Blast is a fundraiser that the Adrian Schools Educational Foundation partners with the Maple Fans Club to support Adrian Public Schools and our students. On the Educational Foundation side, our focus is arts and academics. And when we partner with the Fans Club, we pull in athletics. So through this fundraising event, we're able to support every single Maple in the school system.
And every aspect of their educational experience, which we think is important. Yeah.
It seems that normally aren't maybe covered by the normal
budget.
You know, did I get that right?
Exactly. Too? Right. We do. Yep. The Educational Foundation gives, we'll round it out, about $100,000 a year. Yep. To the school system. And the Maple Fans Club donates anywhere from, I think we're in the $35,000 to $50,000 a year range that we can just, like you said, buy things that the district budget can't cover. But we can continue to give opportunities to our Maples that we would have to forego without these two organizations.
How important is to be able to do something like this, Jenny?
You know what? It's really important. We have creative teachers, fantastic coaches, fantastic staff members who have ideas that sometimes just go above and beyond, things that the district can provide financially. So we really like to help support those things and help spark that creativity and give Maples all of the opportunities that are available.
Yeah. Carrie, this is such a neat thing to be able to give those opportunities to these students, not only students, but also the athletes, too.
It is. And we realize, and I think our district understands, that a strong athletic program is important for a district. It gives pride and it gives encouragement to the students and the athletes, and it's a great, healthy outlet for those students to have something like that. And the more that you can provide for those programs, the better they can perform, and that just sort of boosts the whole school system. So,
plus, it's such a well-rounded education, then, Jenny.
In Adrian Public Schools, you really do get a well-rounded education. I am a parent of four Maple graduates, four Maple alumni, and I'm married to a Maple alumni.
Yes.
And the education that they have received and that everyone else around us receives through Adrian Public Schools is top-notch. My kids had opportunities that just really set Adrian Public Schools apart from other districts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just really proud Maples.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Go Maples, right?
Absolutely. I spent a long time away from Adrian, and the first several years of my kids' education were in various states and countries. And I, consider Adrian a little small town, and I was shocked at the things that were not offered somewhere else. And I could not wait to get my kids back to Adrian. I'm like, when you guys get back to Adrian, you'll have everything you want to do. Any sport, any art program you want to do, it's there, it's ready, it's functioning, it's wonderful. So it really is, especially for a small community, a really, really well-rounded education.
So in order to be able to continue to have this available for the students and athletes at Adrian Public Schools, you need to do a little bit of fundraising.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So the Maple Blues Blast 80s edition. Oh, goodness, this is going to be coming up. Tell us a little bit about it, Jenny.
All right. So on Saturday, February 25th, from at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Adrian High School Gymnasium, we're really proud to be able to host an event at the school. But we'll come together. There'll be dinner, dancing, the dinner's buffet style. 80s style, I feel like I should touch on that a little bit. The foundation, the Adrian Schools Educational Foundation, is this school year is celebrating our 35th year. So we were founded in 1987.
Yeah.
And so...
Just 1987, it seems like it was just not too long ago.
For some of us, it feels not too long ago.
Just a little while ago. Yeah.
For some of us, it feels like it was the
1800s. Yeah. Right. So in our committee meetings, the 80s theme, you know, kind of popped up because it was founded in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we thought, how fun. What a fun opportunity to bring back rolled jeans and the Rubik's Cube and hacky sack and
teased and, hair
and some fantastic jeans. Music.
Yes.
So, yes.
So we're really looking forward to it. We had a great crowd last year that really wanted to get out on the dance floor, and we have a fantastic DJ who will be there.
Maple alum.
John Hess. And he just really provides a great entertainment venue or mm-hmm.
Great atmosphere.
Yeah, he brings a lot of energy to what he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. So we're super excited.
Yeah.
We've been doing the Blues Blast. We've been doing all kinds of fundraisers all along, both organizations. But we partnered together, I think, about 9 mm-hmm. years ago with the Fans Club. And it's just, like I say again and again, it's a great way to support our students in their total experience mm-hmm.
Definitely.
With Adrian. So
the dinner is going to be with us too, right, Jenny?
Yes, buffet dinner. We're working on a menu. It's a little hard to come up with an 80s menu that seems adequate to be serving somebody.
Mac and cheese, maybe. I don't know.
That came up.
Right. So, we're still we don't have the menu quite nailed down, but we're close. So
our caterer's great; it'll be great. Yeah, we got the dinner, we got the cash bar, we'll have auctions and all kinds of great things to throw your money at.
Right.
So, in order to participate in this and to help support the Adrian Public Schools and, of course, the foundation, what's the best way? And they need to get tickets, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. The best way, I think the easiest way is to just go out there and find the Maple Blues Blast Facebook page. We'll have an event. There's a link for tickets there and that kind of thing. They're $50 a piece. You can buy a single, you can buy a double. And then we also have it's called a Let's Go Crazy Reserve a Table, where for $100, because it's open seating, for $100 you can reserve your table and... then you'll know who you're sitting with.
Oh, yeah.
So it's tables of 8. So that's a great way to solidify your gang for the night.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, that's the easiest way, is to just go out to Maple Blues West Facebook page and find the link there.
Okay. Now, you said it was going to be a buffet dinner. Is there a date and time that you need to know how many people are going to be showing up because of the food? Is there, a deadline to purchase tickets?
Right. So we'd like to have a good number about a week ahead of time. So,
okay. And again, this is going to be on February 25th.
February 25th.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So if we know by the 18th, 19th, that gives us adequate time to work with our caterer. So we're sure we've got enough to go around.
That's right. And caterers are pretty good about that, about making sure that they have enough and plenty,
right,
too.
Yeah. Right. So,
but they have to know approximately how many are going to be showing up too.
Right.
This is going to be just really neat. There's going to be other things that are going to be happening too in conjunction with this too. I understand there's going to be like a hustle and a fun run too that's going to be happening with this.
Yes. So several years ago, there was an event that went with another fundraising event that we were doing called the Hot Chocolate Hustle, which was there's a 5K and a 1 mile run. Sam Skeels, our current Adrian High School principal, who's a big runner, he asked about bringing back the Hot Chocolate Hustle, and so we've partnered with Sam to help promote the Hot Chocolate Hustle and fun run that will take place that morning. There's also information connected on our event website that can take you to that Hot Chocolate Hustle registration. Yeah.
And I understand that if they register by a certain date, they'll make sure that kind of insures them whether or not that they'll get a long sleeve shirt to go along with this.
Yeah, I think that's the 17th.
Yes, yeah. February 17th is the date for that. Mm-hmm. So we could get lucky and it'll be a nice snowy day
that'd
like
be perfect.
This.
If it was a day like today, it would be a hoot.
Hot chocolate and I think cookies
at the finish line
yeah. or in the finish area.
Yeah.
So for the avid runners around here, which there are lots.
Oh, they
right.
are.
It's a really fun event.
Yeah.
So we're pleased to partner with Sam and, you know, support the high
better?
School.
Yeah, right.
Who better to partner up with than with Sam?
He's wonderful.
Yeah, he is. He's super and a super runner, too.
Right. Yeah. And that Hot Chocolate Hustle is benefiting the foundation, and then he's using his portion to benefit the activities fund at Adrian High School for some activities there. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Such collaboration going on.
You know,
we do love
to
collaborate.
We do. We love to collaborate. We've got a lot of people working together, and it's really it's all for the good of all of the students.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's real easy to get with the people who want to do those things, and you know, just put it out there.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's just to make sure that some of these little extra things, and I don't mean to demean it by saying little, but these extra things that normally, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, some of the things that maybe the school district is not able to fund or to do because of budgeting, that this kind of makes things a little bit better and a little extra for those students and athletes to be able to get that little extra oomph.
Absolutely.
In their education.
I think, a lot of times, obviously, childhood and especially, this benefits all of our APS students, but, your high school kids get to struggling, and sometimes just the fact that they get to look forward to that cool art class that they take or to practice that they get to do after school, or, my kids love band. They love getting in there and doing their band practice or whatever it is that they're involved in. Sometimes just that spark of at least I have that to look forward to gets them to school, gets them through the rest of the rigorous part of high school and education. So it is great for these kids to have, for their mental health or emotional health, to have all of these extra things that sort of support them and their development.
Hear, hear.
We find the foundation and alumni association also do an event at homecoming where we honor outstanding alumni.
Yeah.
And they come back and they tell us stories about opportunities that they were given to perform on stage or play an instrument or participate in some extracurricular activity, or they've got a coach that really made a big difference to them. And their trajectory was formed from these experiences where, there are some kids who never would have stepped foot on stage.
Yeah.
And we feel really proud that we can help offer these opportunities. And
excellent.
We have got fantastic, like I said before, our staff and people in all of these areas, our coaches, our administration, our fine arts teachers, our, everybody. We've got fantastic personnel.
Well, let's remind everybody once again when the Maple Blues Blast 80s edition is going to be, Carrie.
It's Saturday, February 25th. Starts at 7. We'll open the doors at 6:30 for you to get in and get registered. But you do register when you go to buy a ticket. You will have to register an account because we do all of our bidding and everything online.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of that. We're not going to sell your information. But, go to Maple Blues Blast Facebook page and find the link for our event. You can buy or purchase your tickets there, get signed up for your account. You can also find a link for the Hot Chocolate Hustle, which is also February 25th at, 8?
It's start time at 8:30.
8:30,
registration on that day at 7:30.
Right. Thank you.
Right, thank you. I'm glad you had that in front of you. And, if you get registered for that by the 17th, you get your long-sleeve T-shirt. And so.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for being on the program. And such a wonderful fundraiser and a great way to help support the Adrian schools with all the great things that they do, both in the education and also in athletics, too. So, Jenny Engel, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale. We always appreciate your support.
Well, and also Carrie Bolton, Carrie Butler, thank you so much as well, and all the great work that you do, too.
We appreciate you having us on.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.